keep the peace.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of your weekly public relations podcast, Wag the Dog FM. In this week's edition, I'll talk with Sarah Hall. And Sarah, a public relations professional in the UK, has edited and curated a new book called Future Proof, the largest conversation around the future of PR to date. And it's a curation of different stories by different thought leaders in our industry. Really interesting stuff in there about our profession, the future of our profession, things that we need to look for, things that we need to work together on. So really great stuff in that book. It's free for download. So make sure that you check out notes at the end of the show on the website. And so I'll have a 20-minute discussion here with Sarah, how the book came about, but also about the topics, the different chapters written by thought leaders in the industry. So really interesting discussion for the next 20-25 minutes. Enjoy. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to this edition of Wag the Dog FM.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Sarah, we're here on the show to talk about a book that just came out, Future Proof, where you and a lot of other people look at the future of the public relations profession. Now, the first question I want to ask you is why? Did we need a book?
Yeah, so why do we need a book? It's a great question. So there was me and there was actually 34 other authors within this. And what happened was I've always worked in an agency background and I've learned a lot from the different businesses I've worked within and also through my own CPD. And I was thinking, because I get asked a lot about how I've done it and how I've got to where I am and actually about the business model that I've got, because I've got, I call them free range practitioners because we all work from home. It's a very agile model. And I thought, you know what, this isn't actually, I can't find this anywhere in one book. You can find different topics and different ones, but it's never been combined. Now, I looked at it and thought, well, I can't do this justice on my own. I can't do each topic justice. And I saw Stephen Waddington's PR Stack initiative, which was obviously community driven. And I thought, actually, as a concept, that's fantastic. And I spoke to Stephen. He looked at the kind of book spec that I pulled together, said, yeah, throw it out and see what appetite there is. And it just was incredible. And the book took a life of its own. And actually, I didn't expect it to be received quite as enthusiastically as it has. So obviously, there was definitely a need out there.
Yeah, and it's when you look at it, I just went through it. And of course, it's really like a community of different practitioners who then wrote different essays, put them together, and it's really ranging on very interesting topics. I just scrolled through a couple of them. I found the communicating with conscience before, and a very interesting one, because I did an interview with Inge Wallage about this specific topic as well. And yeah. I see it was with Professor Anne Gregory, my very first podcast interviewee.
Oh, ever. Is that right?
Yeah, ever. Yeah, she keeps coming great, back on the radar.
You know what's if really you're listening, thank you. What's interesting about that chapter is actually fundamentally for me, that is a key purpose of the book to kind of talk about that. Why do we need a book? To go back to the first question, it echoes exactly what I'm saying. I think we all need to think about the purpose of PR and what we're here to do as practitioners. And both Anne and Dr. John White actually have two for me absolutely key topics, which is, what are we here to do? What is our higher purpose? And actually, PR is not a threat. A lot of people talk about whether we're being threatened by other disciplines. No, we're not, because actually we are a management discipline and we have a very key role to play in organizational success. And I guess fundamentally, that's the crux of the book.
Yeah, because it's a very positive book as well. Eh? The topic that you mentioned by Dr. John Wise, the opportunity for public relations. So probably when you went through the whole book and then all that information, what do you see coming out? Are there any trends that you see, maybe challenges or opportunities?
Yeah, sure. I'm glad that you say it's upbeat, because for me, that is really important, because I don't think we celebrate public relations enough. I think we talk a lot about the challenges that we face, but we don't talk about the opportunities. And I think there are certain key themes within this, and that is that there are lots of opportunities that we perhaps need to reframe. I definitely see this as a theme. Reframe how we think about PR, because actually as practitioners, when you start to look at it as a management discipline, it colours things in a whole different light. And you think, okay, I've got you there. Okay, so you start to talk with